of these airwaves. If you would like, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we are here on the eve of the Liberty Forum, meaning tomorrow is the very first day, and I'm pretty excited about it. It'll be our last show live in studio for the week. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. That allows you to take control here. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. So if you have Skype, that's actually becoming my preferred connection option for the show. It's really it sounds really nice most of the time.
You need a multi-line Skype setup.
It costs a little bit of money, Mark, but maybe down the road a little bit. You can connect with us on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. And I've got something to start the show out here tonight that I came across. It must have been Facebook. Somebody must have posted it somewhere today, because it's actually not a new story. It's from October of 2012, but it definitely did not make it to my desk until now, and I'm glad that it did, especially in the light of the conversations, some of the conversations that were had on this program last night, where, Mark, you were out at a firemen's meeting.
Yes, that's right.
And the show turned into atheists versus Christians and Muslims. So,
okay.
Like, the Christians and Muslims were on one side, and the atheists were on the other. And one of the things they were talking about, and I don't know what just happened with my microphone there, but one of the things that was being discussed last night was, the idea that certain atheists have that, religious people can't possibly own themselves. They can't possibly be self-owners, because certain people in religion, some religions, want to give themselves over to a higher power. This was one of the controversies on the show last night.
Okay.
And
now, I'm a theist. That means I believe in a God. I don't believe that one has to give oneself over to that God.
Right. Not all religions have this belief system, but it is something that does exist out there. A number of Christians and Muslims might, for instance, say.
Now, you used to be an atheist, and I used to be an atheist.
That's right.
So we're both.
I'm still an atheist.
You are. Okay.
So,
great.
We have some picture of what some atheists might think.
Do you, since you are an atheist in the room, do you hold the belief that some atheists do, who are of a liberty mindset, that a Christian cannot possibly, most Christians cannot possibly be, cannot believe in the idea of self-ownership?
I don't agree with that. I did see one of the hoots from last night. I didn't listen to last night's show, but at the ultimate gift of, how was it phrased? The ultimate gift is to...
It was the ultimate expression of self-ownership is to give oneself away to another.
Right. Okay, that was the way it was phrased.
That
correct.
Was a statement made by one of our Muslim callers last night, Will Colley from the Muslims for Liberty.
Yeah.
And as he pointed out, he chooses actively to give himself to his God, and he does it on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it is an active choice, and that is an example of self-ownership.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Great. So
I would agree with that.
To me, you're one of the more tolerant atheists, and I think atheists are divided into those two camps.
I can certainly become a rabid atheist, try shoving some religion down my throat and see how far you get.
I'm with you there.
Yeah,
you know?
You'll find a lot of people of a lot of different, faith and non-faith type beliefs that feel exactly the same way. That when one goes and gets too evangelical, whatever religion goes gets too evangelical on them, they turn. And for me, I've got to say that I am very damaged, upset, angry at my upbringing as far as religion goes. I feel lied to. I feel like those lies had consequences. Mm. And I tend to think that I can really commiserate with many of the what they call hard atheists, I think, or big capital A atheists.
Now, how are you raised? Since you were bitter, since you're just
Christian. We went.
Did you go to church every week?
And some. I went
and
to a Christian, Christian school from kindergarten through eighth grade. I taught Sunday school, for a period of time. And in high school, of course, my mother taught Sunday school and all these things. So, I mean, we were, it was a big deal.
Now, how is it that if you were exposed to this, now, conversely, in my upbringing, my father was Baptist. My mom was some sort of Protestant variety. they decided that my choice of religion was up to me. They didn't have me baptized in a particular faith. Hmm. They sent me to Catholic school for the education, not so much the religious aspect of it, because we weren't a Catholic family. Mm-hmm. We didn't go to church every week. But I think that's actually one of the greatest gifts that my parents gave me, was the education to go out and learn about all these different religions and make my own choice.
Yeah, I think that's particularly open-minded of them. For me, I was raised in a Presbyterian church, but we didn't go as often as Mark was describing, maybe once every other week or, you know, every 3 weeks or something.
Do you see
like
how
that.
Somebody who's a real Christian needs to tell their children about Christ?
Absolutely, because I can add two more anecdotes for this. I lived in a group home that was funded partially by religious folks. Mm-hmm. You were not permitted to be an atheist. Now, in my view, that goes against any First Amendment.
It's ridiculous.
Right,
yeah.
It's ridiculous and illegal. But additionally, I was also in a foster home with a strictly Catholic family. They went to Mass 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Did not matter if I was an atheist, didn't want to go to Catholic church, didn't want
matter.
Anything to do with their God. Mm-hmm. Didn't really matter. And I think to look at the children that were raised in that family versus my upbringing, granted, foster homes isn't really indicative of a great upbringing, but I think in terms of open-mindedness and tolerance and just being more familiar with other religions, I was more familiar with it as an atheist than Catholics or Christians are necessarily.
There are lots of studies out there that show that atheists are far more educated in the area of religion than usually the adherents of that religion. But the tenets of Christianity, of which I am most familiar, is simple. You believe our story, you accept our God, or you go to hell and you're tortured for eternity. This kind of torture cannot be described. It is so horrifying, and your death is so, and you know, your death will never come to you. Your torture will continue on forever. You don't have any concept of this torture. It's bad, bad, fire, brimstone, worms, not dying, right? Like they can't get enough of it. It goes on ad infinitum.
Yeah, I think the intolerance is across, you know, not just atheists, but also plenty of religious people. And that's one of the things that bugs me. And I can relate to the atheists because I was an atheist and I get it. You know, it's no fun when you perceive as though someone is shoving religion down your throat, and that can create in one a real resistance or even a vitriol towards the religious. But it's not fair to paint everyone who has a religion with this pusher brush. Oh, well, because some Christians tried to shove their Christianity down on me, that must mean all Christians are as evangelical or as pushy. Right. And it's not true at all.
It doesn't work at all. But I've got to say that the person, generally, if you're talking about the big A atheists, they hate one type of person of faith more than all others, and that's former atheists.
Is that right?
That have somehow thrown off the mantle of logic and reason.
Oh, and I remember the upset when I left atheism on this show.
Yeah, there was a great deal of upset on and you know, people,
we've lost him. No.
Right, it was a big deal. It was a big deal.
You fool!
Right, and you know, lots of name calling and all that stuff, and you know,
and the atheists, they're smart. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Like,
I would
very,
say
very
of,
smart
of,
folks.
Of people, and I tend to call it a faith based belief too, because I figure with all the information out there, one has to have faith in the information.
Atheism is no more a religion than bald is a hair color.
Right, and I don't believe that, and I don't accept it. And I'll tell you exactly why. Now, we don't have to have this discussion if you don't want to have it.
Oh, bring it, baby.
But generally, to believe the atheist belief, you have to believe that you have to believe source of science, right? And science says that all mass was compacted into an area about the size of a baseball. I don't mean Earth's mass. I mean all the mass of
the
100
universe.
Billion galaxies shoved into the area of the size of a baseball. Now, tell me I don't need some faith to believe that story. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying, don't you think that's a faith-based belief?
The hands are going, Ian. I think we should talk about this a little more after
I think
break.
We should, because I've got a news story. Well, it's not really news, but it's a personal story that is, I think, quite newsworthy, that might upset some of the atheists and might upset some of the Christians as well, but I find it pretty empowering. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber and every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, just hours away now from the start of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. That's where we're going to be, Mark and I. Nimmy is going stay back and take care of the technical side of things, and I've apparently muted your microphone. Let's try that again.
I am going to keep the home fires warm, right?
Yep. Appreciate that, and you will make it possible for us to go out there and be able to see hundreds of people all in the same hotel who love the ideas of liberty and who are coming together as they do yearly in Nashua, New Hampshire, the Crown Plaza Resort, the suites. It's a very nice hotel, and the people are the real reason to go to this event. It's coming up starting tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is a kind of an easy day for the Liberty Forum. There's not really anything happening in the hotel until the evening, and it's during the afternoon, and actually during the morning, all day long tomorrow at the State House, there are going to be people there from a Liberty Mindset. Now, there would be anyway if it weren't for the Liberty Forum, but the Liberty Forum's first thing they do on Thursday is they have the State House tour, which is a great way for people to become acclimated with the political situation here in New Hampshire and really get a good overview of how different and unique the New Hampshire political situation, I don't know what the right word is. The
culture,
status,
climate, something.
Climate, thank you for that. Yeah. The way it works around here, because it's different, and there are things that need to be learned, and it'll get you a taste of what things are like there in the State House. So we're going to be there for some of that, Mark, tomorrow morning. There are a lot of bills being heard. We'll be testifying maybe on some of those things. But that's what mostly happens on the first day. I think there's also a gun shoot somewhere else for people that are more inclined to do that.
Wilson Hill Pistol Club.
Is that right?
I believe so.
Where is that, Nashua?
It's up in Manchester.
Okay.
Great place.
So indoors, I presume.
No.
No.
Oh, wait. Wilson Hill is indoors, yes.
I was going to say, it seems like it'd be hard to get people to sign up to go shoot outside in the freezing cold.
I don't know. I've taken a couple of my exams in the winter.
It can be done.
How's
it's
that?
Just
sure
not,
can.
Not too comfortable.
Nope.
So that's those are
you gotta have those gloves where you can pull the glove off of your little trigger finger.
Yeah. Those are the two main...
Fingerless gloves, Mark.
Yep.
You can't
do it with mittens.
That's right.
Two main attractions happening tomorrow at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Now, last night the word went out on the Liberty Forum's page on Facebook that the hotel is sold out. So if you have been waiting and waiting to get signed up for the Liberty Forum, if you're planning on showing up on Friday and getting a day pass and then spending the night or buying a weekend pass and spending the night in that hotel, you're going to have to find a roommate because all the rooms are already snatched up. There is another hotel, I guess, down the road. If you go to the Free State Projects or the Liberty Forum's Facebook page, they link to that hotel there, like not very far away, and a decent rate on the rooms. So you'll have to, if you can't find a roommate, you're going to have to stay in another hotel because the hotel is sold out, which is a good sign for how well attended this Liberty Forum is going to be this year.
That's right. And folks, when you do your partying at Liberty Forum, please do them down in the basement so that we don't disturb the folks that are trying to sleep in all those other fully occupied rooms.
Mark, did you try to get some sleep at 8 o'clock last year? And
I'm on the air.
Partying kids keep you up?
No. It has happened. And
the basement is a good place for a party, though.
Because they can't hear you.
Yeah, nobody can hear you, and it's right next. It's the Free Talk Live studios. I mean, we have our studios set up.
Even in the first floor is fine, but when you start getting up there to where people's rooms are, it's just not cool.
So nhlibertyforum.com is where you can go to learn more about that, and we look forward to seeing you there this weekend. Now, we've been talking about intolerance, and I want to continue that discussion. I don't remember the point that was being made right before.
I was making the point, and Nimi was refuting. And
Atheists have to have faith?
No.
I think
science. That atheists tend to have faith.
And we debated this during the break a little bit, so I think Mark might be backing off on his point.
Right. Because you could be an atheist that's not a science person,
I
right?
think that there could possibly be an atheist out there that runs around going, I have no idea how the universe started.
You're sitting right next to one. Nobody knows how the universe started.
That
you
much
have
is
a
true.
Theory.
You have speculation.
You have a theory, but again, it comes back to atheism is not faith in science. Atheism is a lack of a belief in a deity. That is it.
All right.
So 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. One of the things that disturbs me about certain atheists, having been an atheist in the past, is the anger and the intolerance. And I get it. If you feel like all religions are the same and that they're all, you know, pushy and they want to shove their religion down your throat, then I could understand, you know, if that's always been your experience with religious people, I could understand, you know, painting with that broad brush. It's still wrong, and it ignores the fact that people who are of a particular religious belief are not monolithic. They do not hold the same exact beliefs across the religion and even necessarily within a religion. So it's frustrating and saddening to see some of the statements I've seen from certain atheists online, basically trying to exclude people who have religious beliefs from being a part of the liberty movement, questioning their voluntarism because they believe in, you know, a deity or they believe...
This is how orthodoxy is created.
I like how people go around telling other people how liberty-oriented they are because of, you know, what their belief system is. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you guys that you're wrong because, as I said, I don't know. All I can tell you
doesn't make you an agnostic.
I personally do not know.
That makes you an agnostic.
Agnostic is
correct?
Without knowledge, but nobody has knowledge. So everyone, you can be a theistic agnostic, or an atheistic agnostic, and lack knowledge. Let me finish.
Wait, hold on. No one has knowledge.
No one has knowledge.
Not of a deity.
Well, what
so
if
without
talked,
knowledge,
you know, what if you've talked
so
to a deity?
Do you have a personal faith in a deity? Then you're a theist. If you don't have a personal faith in a deity, then you're an atheist. If you have knowledge, you are a Gnostic. If you are without knowledge, you are agnostic. So I do not know. So yes,
so
technically I am an agnostic, but I do not have faith, and therefore I am an atheist.
Okay.
And this is where atheists have to kind of be smart and research and defend their positions because, you know, you run up against folks who are like, oh, you're really an agnostic. Yes, I am an agnostic. But that doesn't mean that I somehow forgot in my other pants pocket my personal faith in Lord Jesus Christ, my personal savior.
I was an atheist when I first moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And I think it was interacting with people like Russell Canning and Varen Swearingen, who's a former president of the Free State Project, you know, people who had a real firm belief in the ideas of liberty. And, you know, there was no question that these people were liberty-minded folks.
And I want to really flesh out real quick the ideas of liberty. The ideas of liberty is no punching, no hitting, no threatening, no stealing, unless somebody did it to you first. There's no initiation of threats, force, or fraud. That's it. And
it doesn't say anything about God or beliefs.
It
or anything.
Doesn't. And that's my real concern in this area. I can see the interpretations. I didn't hear last night's show either, but I have certainly participated online, and I can see the concerns that atheists have in these areas. I have similar concerns, but that doesn't mean that I think for a second. I know that people that are here in New Hampshire that are devout religious people of all different stripes are, you know, complete liberty individuals. And
suggest that
they're not is only going to create schisms where they needn't be.
Right.
Well, there's no one really suggesting that around here because they know these folks. I mean, they work with them. We're friends with them. But people on the outside of New Hampshire who don't have the experience, you know, an atheist who's liberty-minded, who doesn't have an experience knowing liberty-minded Christians or Muslims, might jump to some conclusions. And that's a mistake. 855-453, you take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you bring up what you want. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. Connect over at lrn.fm. That is the username you'll need to use to hook up with us on Skype. And join us online at freetalklive.com. Create the content on the website by submitting show prep to us. So you find something you want to share with us, hopefully maybe get it talked about on the air, you can always submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. Whatever it is you submit can be a YouTube video, news article, blog post, something you find online. You submit the URL, put in a little description of what it is, and then hope that people vote for it, because the more votes it gets, the more likely it is to make it to the front page of the site. And if you want to see what's upcoming, what's fresh, what has just been submitted to the site, just go to freetalklive.com and then click Upcoming Stories, and you'll see what the latest news is, and you can vote it up or down as you please. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive.
Phone lines are brought to you by Sickle CAI. Sickle CAI is a business that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you need to find some new answers for accounts receivable because you find it, you know, to be really difficult work, certainly have in the past. Just get a hold of Sickle CAI. They'll treat both you and your customers with respect. Find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, Sickle CAI.
Let's go to the phones to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. We're talking about matters religious, atheists that are intolerance on both sides. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to talk about my favorite religion that I like to rag on. It's called patriotism.
Oh, good.
All right.
And I see that perhaps the religion of patriotism is starting to get, its edges are starting to fray and people are starting to open their eyes. I talked with a truck driver today, guy who was making a delivery, and he's your typical American, you know, red, white, and blue guy. And, of course, I'm one who likes to rag on the federal government and how much I want to see it disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we get done talking, and he liked Ron Paul. That's how we initially got started talking. And so he agreed towards the end that, you know, it's probably better if the federal government just goes away like the USSR did.
And, nice.
That is a step in the right direction. It's not quite total freedom yet. Then we have to work on the states. But
if you can get some guy who's a patriot sort of guy to change to a secessionist after one conversation, I would say that's an indicator that the state's grip is pretty weak.
I find the best way to address that is not use the federal government or the United States government or any of those, but to say Washington, D.C., because that's really where the decisions are made, and the vast mm-hmm. majority of those folks feel, you know, negatively about that little plot of land, and, it, you know, that's where really all the problems come from anyway.
Well, I even like to go farther than that and just refer to the criminals in that in Washington, D.C., because we all recognize they're criminals. We all recognize they're crooks. And people can get behind that. They can they realize that all those rules and regulations and the hardship they're adding to everybody's life with all these layers of bureaucracy and the taxes, and, of course, it's almost tax time. I think people... In my lifetime, this is the best I've ever seen the acknowledgement of the fallacy that we call federal government. And it's only a small step from realizing the fallacy of the federal government to bringing that down to the state and local governments. And I think that one of two things is going to happen. We're either going to finally start moving towards liberty, or we're going to have a heck of a crackdown, and it's going to be very nasty.
I think it's the latter myself, unfortunately.
Well,
go ahead.
Hope not.
No, I agree with you, Gene, and I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
I don't think Minnie was hoping for anything.
Yeah, 855.
I'm certainly not hoping for it, but I'm afraid that is the way it's going to go.
I'm hoping for more meteors, big ones.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Mike is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Religion.
Okay.
I think this is a really great topic, and first off, I want to say I'm planning on headed to Liberty Forum on Saturday night, and I hope to meet you guys there.
Great.
Excellent.
Yeah, I think this is a very, very, very important topic, and I think it's a topic that many people struggle with. Myself, I was raised Christian, and I went to college, and I kind of became atheist, and now I'm 33 years old. And I'm kind of struggling with where I kind of fit in with this whole thing. And one thing that I've noticed is that many atheists outside of the liberty movement tend to, like, make statism their religion.
Yep.
In a sense. And I don't know. It's very, very, this whole thing is very confusing to me because I was raised a certain way. I was raised to believe in God. You know, my whole religion's version of what God is. And then, you know, I begin to question certain things because there's logical inconsistencies in that, but I don't totally believe there isn't a God, mm-hmm. you know? And it's just very, 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 very confusing to me. I don't know.
I go to church, a Quaker meeting, every Sunday, and we call it First Day, and I couldn't tell you whether or not there's a God. I tend to believe that there is. I look at things that are serendipitous and awe-inspiring, and I find, you know, moments of my heart is filled with joy and things like that. And I think a lot of people just call that proof of God. I'm not willing to call it proof of God, but I like it. I like the idea, and I might as well go with something that makes me happy.
Well, I don't really much care for the term God because I think it brings up in people's minds.
I don't really care what it brings up in anybody's mind.
Preconceived notions, and usually that notion is of some kind of granddad in the sky with a big old beard who's looking to see what you've done right and looking to see what you've done wrong, and I think that's what it evokes. And you know, but it's you know. The word that we have, I like to interchange it
there's
with maybe...
There's lots of words. There's the divine, that of a beyond.
Yep.
I mean, people use all kinds of terminology.
Yeah, I like to exchange some of them in there, like the universe or all that is and,
right.
and things like that. Because I do feel like there's definitely something bigger than me, and I think I'm a part of that, because science seems like it's pointing to it. The idea that everyone is connected, that everything is connected, tells me that, you know, I'm just this little piece of a much larger organism. Does that mean that that larger piece is a supreme being? I don't know about that. It could just be the whole being.
Right, and there's all these, like, awesome, like, emotions, like beauty and love, and, you know, I can wake up some early morning and go down to the New Hampshire seacoast and see this beautiful sunrise, and I see God in that, you know. But like I kind of want to like give you guys the example for me personally that made me question God, if you allow me to.
Sure, yeah, go sure. ahead, please.
Okay, so when I was in college, my freshman year, I went down to the MUB. Not the MUB, that's the New Hampshire thing, but the equivalent of the MUB in Colorado. I was going to Colorado.
I watched this
movie called The Gods Must Be Crazy. Have you guys all seen that movie?
Yep, no, sure.
It's been too long. I really need to watch it as an adult. I saw it
in the 70s. Yeah.
Bottles, goats, and clicking. I've got all that.
Okay. Basically, to make it really quickly, what happens was there's a pilot flying over Australia, and he throws a Coke bottle out of the window of his plane.
Yep.
And this is Africa.
Yes. No, I think it was in Australia. Aboriginals in Australia.
I think Mike is correct.
I could be wrong. Anyways.
Well, we're gonna Google knows.
Long story short, some tribesman picks up this bottle and he thinks it must have come from the gods. And so, you know, he brings it back to his tribe, and this Coke bottle causes a lot of strife within his tribe, because they're all buying for it. They use it as a tool. They use it as this and that. And everybody becomes very angry because of this Coke bottle. So the tribesman is asked to go and find the edge of the earth and toss the Coke bottle off the edge of the earth. So that's pretty much the basic plot line of this movie. So anyways, I'm 18 years old. You know, we had smoked some weed, so my mind's all over the place when I'm watching this. And I start to, like, think to myself, you know, like, halfway across the world, there's this tribe of people who believe in their own basic structure of religion. You know?
Hold that thought, Mike. I want you to make
sure. But before you run off, I just want to make sure that we understand that Bushmen, which were represented in The Gods Must Be Crazy, are from South Africa, Zambia, Mozambique, Swaziland, Botswana, right. Nambia, and Angola.
Now stand by, Mike. We're going to bring you back here in moments to finish your story. And you can take control as well.
Don't mess with brain.
Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail?
AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And we are here on the eve of the Liberty Forum, which kicks off tomorrow in Nashua at the Crown Plaza Hotel. Looking forward to bringing 3 shows from the Forum live to you. That's what we'll be doing all weekend long. So it's kind of like a working vacation. We're not really taking time off at all. But we're going to have a lot of fun. Looking forward to that.
Taking time off here on Free Talk Live. It's not like we work.
I don't know what this you're talking about, Mark. This is
work.
It's fun work, but it is work.
Work. I would agree.
Fun work can be fun.
Have you ever heard the theory of do what you love, Mark?
Yeah.
Do you not?
I do.
Right, exactly.
All right.
He's talking about taking time off.
Yeah, we don't do that very much on Free Talk Live.
That's because we want to be here.
Right. Yeah, it's great. And looking forward to the Liberty Forum. So anyway, we're talking with you about religion tonight, intolerance. And Mike was telling us his story where he was, you know, he's 33. He's living in New Hampshire. He's kind of in a state in his life where, you know, things aren't as well defined as they used to seem to be, is my impression of what he's been saying so far. And he was actually just getting to tell us his story about how he kind of lost his religion. You were watching The Gods Must Be Crazy at age 18. You'd smoked a little bit of cannabis and your mind started reeling. You were saying?
All right, here's what I was saying. So anyways, to make a long story short, I was watching this movie about the South African tribe way off in some distant corner of the earth. And, you know, they have their own belief system, right? And I started thinking about my religion. And, for example, my grandmother, who's been passed away since 2005, she was a very, very, very devout Christian, a lovely woman. You know, her religion pretty much defined her life. And watching this movie, I thought to myself, you know, there has to be the equivalent to my grandmother living in some small tribe somewhere halfway around the world who believes as devoutly about her religion as my grandmother believed about hers. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, their own religion,
now,
I mean.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
In whatever religion it is, it doesn't even matter. But thinking about, like, Christianity and the way I kind of, like, the way I thought about it was, wouldn't it be so cruel of my God to, like, when this like, far-off, you know, African woman or whoever, it doesn't matter, finally dies, you know, for my God to tell that poor woman that, you know, for whatever you believe in was wrong.
Yeah.
This is really the way that it is. It just made me question religion in general. And that doesn't mean that I don't believe that there is a God, quote unquote, or not a God. But maybe we don't know what it is. Maybe we all.
Sure.
Maybe there is one actual God. Maybe it's in fractals. It's in the beauty that we see. Maybe we are all God. Maybe it's
yes indeed. And maybe the religions of the world have little bits and pieces of the truth instead of all the whole truth all in one.
And maybe there is no God at all.
Maybe.
Yeah, but we don't know what it is. You know, like, that's the thing. Like, there may be some higher power type of being or entity that's governing the universe, yet we just don't know. And, you know, to me, that's astounding to actually think about. You know, because, like, you know, I see beauty in everything, and I can't say that that there isn't a God, but I can't say that there is. And for anybody to, like, you know, believe one way or the other and have that be some type of absolute,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think is being a bit close-minded.
Mike, I think that you've expressed the feelings that a lot of people have tonight, and I appreciate your call and your thoughts, and we'll see you at the Liberty Forum, right?
Should be awesome, guys.
Great. Looking forward to it. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Was that the organizer of Porkfest? I should have asked him when he was on the line.
Well, I don't know.
I wasn't sure. I'm not sure about that. Anyway, David, listening in New Hampshire, also on with us here. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Nemi and Mark.
There is no God.
How do you know that?
There is no God. Because people... it's just, I mean, I think the case, some people who believe that there's a quote God are the ones that have to, make a case because.
I don't feel obligated to make a case.
Right. Well, I mean,
if they're going to assert something, they have
to
back
it up.
Right. See, and that's what his point is, Ian, is you're not out. Making this point and converting people.
Right. It doesn't matter to me whether or not you believe in what I believe. It's completely immaterial.
I promise whoever I believe in isn't going to send you to hell.
Wow. Hell's another
issue. I'm going to sleep better myself tonight. Thank goodness. Oh, Mark is not sending me to hell.
David, what...
hell than what goes on in the studio.
That's right. That's right.
David, what was your religious upbringing, if any?
It was kind of a half... blanked religious upbringing. My father was Catholic. My mother was Protestant. We were sort of raised Catholic, but my father was more like a realist, I think, because I wasn't confirmed or nothing.
Yeah, I always got the feeling that my dad was never really quite on board with the religious thing, but he kind of went along to get along with the wife.
Very, very similar in my experience, but it was more to go along with the military.
Okay.
So,
but, David, anything else you want to share?
No, I guess not. Have a good evening,
Thanks
folks.
For the call, man.
Thanks,
appreciate
you
it.
Bye.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
So if you want to know the difference between a hard atheist and a soft atheist, if you feel the need to convert people who aren't converting you, you're the hard atheist type.
Meaning convert them away from religion?
Away from whatever it is that they believe.
Tell them how stupid they are.
Right.
These are the people
hunt them down.
These are the people that have always kind of bothered me about atheism.
I've been this way.
It bothers me about anything. Yeah. Anything. Because in my opinion, there's a saying that floats around. Going to church doesn't make you any more Christian than standing in a garage makes you a car.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So yeah. It doesn't matter to me what your personal faith is. Are you a good person?
Yep.
Are you a kind person? It doesn't matter to me what you do with your girlfriend or your husband at home behind your closed doors. It doesn't matter to me who you praise.
Being an atheist doesn't give you a license to be nasty.
Being a Christian doesn't either.
Right?
Well, even if it did give you that license, at least it should be convincing, right? But I don't think that what my experience is 10 years on the air is that when you're nasty about your superior position. I believe the ideas of liberty to be superior to others, and I also believe the Bible to be a sort of mistaken old ancient text. it doesn't work. Whenever I get that kind of superior, you know, I'm smarter than you, snooty sound, yelling sound, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Is all it does is make people want to not listen and not be convinced. You have to be convincing.
I don't know if the hard atheist is really concerned with convincing people as much as they are interested in upsetting people who they feel might have upset them in the past. You know, it's like, religious people did something to me, and so I'm going to get them all back. All people in religion are the same, and I'm going to lash out. Because I understand this a little bit, because I went through that stage when I was in my early atheist days. You know, I went around wearing a pentagram just to upset, you know, religious people. And that was, you know, it was a very teenage kind of thing to do, was to, you know, wear the atheism on the sleeve sort of thing just for the purpose of throwing it in their face.
You rabble rousing, I'm shocked.
But I gave that up after, I think, you know, high school. It didn't take me long to give that up because
I don't think you have the damage from your upbringing that many people have. I think a lot, this is just speculation on my part, I think a lot of these hard atheists tend to be people who went through religious upbringing like my own.
Yeah, they're grinding an axe, that's
for
sure.
A lot of indoctrination, and, you know, I do my very best to be as kind as I can about Christianity most of the time, but it doesn't take too far. You start, you know, scratching the surface of what my religious beliefs are, and boom, you know, I'm dissing the Bible as fast as I can.
Yeah, but maybe that's you on the air, Mark. Would you behave the same way if you were in Varen Swearingen's home for dinner?
I mean, Swearingen isn't not going to shove his beliefs down my throat.
Right, so you're only talking about if somebody's pushing something on you. And that's what changed things for me.
That's a pretty standard reaction for me in any regard. Anybody shoving something down. Yeah.
But the hard atheist treats all people of religion as though they are shoving something down their throat. And that's, I think, the problem. You know, that's what was really bothering, that bugs me about the hard atheist.
So do you think a few Facebook posts a month about one's atheism is, you know, is being a hard atheist?
No, I don't.
I think it would be if it sanctimony. Sure, sure. I am an awesome atheist. I know everything. You know nothing. You are stupid. You and your petty little god.
Yeah, right. There's going to be a lot of memes out there that say, you know, like, you know, you're dumb if you believe in God or whatever. And, you know,
if the purpose is debate somebody, then I could, you know, lay some bait out for folks, chum the waters. Yep. Then I could see that as being a hard atheist thing for sure. 855-453, toll-free number, your thoughts welcome. Hour 2 next, Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.